This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What? They get all these calls, right? That was definitely happening in an Atlanta game on social media and everything. So Rob Gronkowski was on with Kay Adams recently and was asked, Gronk, do you think the Chiefs get more calls than your Patriots did during your dynasty run? And Gronk said, maybe if the computer cooperates.
Do the Chiefs get calls? Do they get better calls than the Patriots got?
I would say so. I mean, I didn't really get calls. I mean, I was double teamed. I was basically executed off the line of scrimmage half the time and 5 yards into the route. And then they would call pass interference on me when I was trying to get the guy off of me. Remember when I hit Tre'Davious White? Because he held me 4 times in one play, and then Tom threw the interception to him. And then I finally flipped out because that was the 50th time I got held that year. So then I gave him the people's elbow just like that, like it was a WWE ring. It was just, you know, a bang, bang play. I didn't mean to do that, but it just happened because I was frustrated by not getting any single calls at all. So, yeah, the Chiefs get way more calls than the Patriots. I mean, I don't even remember getting calls.
Really?
I mean, specifically for myself, I didn't get any calls. Maybe as a team, I don't know. I don't remember those calls. But
yeah,
specifically,
you think the second somebody touched Brady, flags weren't flying? What are you, really?
I mean, I don't remember those ones, okay? I'm just talking about myself. Tom might have gotten some calls, but for myself, I'm talking, I used to just get pounded, you know, from the linebacker all the way to
the
safety.
True.
I used to get held. The guys used to jump on my back, and the ball would be thrown to me, and there would be nothing called. So, I mean, Tom might have gotten some calls, though.
I gotta say, sometimes,
not surprising, Gronk's answer. He obviously was having some fun with it as well.
Honest to God, they did get to beat him up a lot.
Oh, well, the big reason, remember, a lot of people assume that he was just
unfair.
Older or whatever. Like, Gronk is still how many years younger
than
Kelce?
He's pretty much the same age as
Kelce.
But
he retired how many years ago now? Same year in Tampa, right? Same year with Brady. So
Gronkowski is 35 years old.
Yeah. So, but you would think he's way, way older. I think a lot of people.
Travis Kelce is 34. He's actually a year older than Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Not even younger.
He was having some fun with the answer there. I mean, both teams get calls. There's no question. But I just don't think it's any more than a typical team does. It's the same reason back then when we thought Brady got all the calls. It's because they were on our television all the time. It's because they were in big games all the time. It's because they were winning all the time. Same thing is happening. The Chiefs are in primetime all the time. Mahomes is in these big Sunday afternoon windows, even against the Chargers. It's Jim Nance and Romo. That game will be watched by a ton of people. It'll be one of the highest rated games of the weekend because it's the Chiefs and it's Nance and Romo. And I'm sure there will be a call that goes in the Chiefs' favor, even though in the noon window in the crappy Jags 0-3 game against whoever the hell they're playing this week, there will be a bad call that goes for the team they're playing, but nobody will be watching and notice.
Because I'll never notice that the Jags got a call against the Commanders.
Because nobody cares and nobody hates the Jags.
Yeah.
Does anybody know a Jags fan? I've never met one.
Nope. Don't know a single one. Sorry. Maybe one day, you know?